Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. With me, of course, our regular pastor, Bobby Hill from New Life Church, 1200 Welty Road right here in Coleman, as we get ready to talk about Jesus and Easter is upon us.
Yes, it is.
So, Bobby, if you want to get started with a prayer, we'll get going.
Yes, Father God, we are so thankful that you've loved us and demonstrated that love through Jesus Christ. We thank you for this season that we have, that we celebrate, we worship, we remember his finished work, that work that he accomplished on the cross once and for all time, for all people, for all sin, for a new creation. We are thankful that Jesus came and accomplished all that he has. And we're thankful, Father, that you include us in your eternal purpose and that you've called us to be your children. So we just ask, Father, in this time, that a greater revelation of Jesus would come into our hearts, that we can see beyond the physical and the natural and see what you have done and what you're doing and what the promise of eternal life is with you in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. And let me say, he is risen.
He is risen.
He walked out of that tomb.
He did.
And there we go.
Man, isn't that awesome to
think
about?
The rest is history. The rest is history.
Man, he came out of the grave. A dead man who came back to life. To die no more. Never
no
again.
More.
No more. No more.
It's forever. It's eternal.
I
can't comprehend that, Bobby. I really can't.
No.
But it's forever.
Forever. That concept don't even really compute.
No, it doesn't with me either.
You know, that God is infinite. There's no end. And eternal, there's no end. No beginning. No end. So it's incredible. It's incredible. It really is that Jesus is alive.
Yes.
He is alive. Yes, he is. He, you know, what happened on the cross, his suffering and all, I'm certain he did that as a man. You know, even though he is God, and we know that aspect of him is real, he suffered and sacrificed as a man. And wow.
So let me tell you something. When we go through pain, he knows what that pain is.
Yes.
And you know, and when we go through physical pain, he knows what that pain is because he suffered.
Yes.
You know, being in that position on the cross, knowing that your body's going forward and you can't get breath into your lungs, he knows what that suffering is. He knows exactly what all suffering is.
He does. He had to suffer to the degree greater than I think any human being ever has or ever will.
Exactly.
You know, just the torture that they did to him before he got to the cross was horrendous. I don't know how he stood that, but it said that he was unrecognizable. Wow. I mean,
that's horrible.
Yes. All that they did to him, what they did to him, and not to even mention how they treated him, but just the physical torture that they did to him was sadistic, very much so. And then on the cross, you know, he hung there alive for at least 6 hours.
Right.
And, wow. Yeah, well, today, tomorrow is what we call Good Friday.
Good Friday.
It's Good Friday after the fact. Right. You know, I'm not started out kind of a bad day, I think. Of course, this being Thursday, of course, almost 2,000 years ago is when that happened. And, you know, Thursday night would have been the Last Supper and going to the garden and, you know, the betrayal of Judas and the arrest and the mock trial and all of that. So, you know, it was a long night, a horrendous, long, long night. And then comes Friday and they crucify him and on that cross. You know, Jesus said, I lay my life down. Had he not, they couldn't have killed him.
Right.
he was not killable. He laid his life down. He said, I laid my life down, and the Father has gave me the command or the power, the ability to take it back up again. And so eternal life existed in him. The power of life eternal existed in him. And even though he died that physical death, he had the power of life within him. And he chose. He chose, right, voluntarily surrendered to death when he didn't have to. It was a choice. Because of love. Because he loved
exactly.
us.
Because love he loved everybody.
Yes.
And you know, I know you and I love people, you know. Mm-hmm. But to that magnitude of the mm-hmm. love that he has for every person.
Yes.
Every person.
Yeah.
No matter what they've done.
Yeah.
Because we live in this imperfect world.
Yes.
And we've all sinned. And he loved us so much that he mm-hmm. sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. To know the suffering that he had. But he knew, I'm coming mm-hmm. back alive.
Yes.
And I'm forever.
Mm-hmm.
And people were mm-hmm. astonished.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of love, you know, being innocent, there was no guilt within him. He had no reason to be treated that way or to die. And so when I think of that love, and I've mentioned this often, probably mentioned it before here, but, you know, when we think about that, you know, when was the last time we took the blame for something that we didn't do?
Right.
Today.
Well, there we go.
Okay. You know, when was the last time we suffered, you know, for somebody else's wrongs?
Right.
And so that is a Christian thing.
Right.
I believe that's just strictly a Christian thing. We get that from Christ. So that's what empowers us to do that. So that's what he did. He took the blame. He took the pain, took the punishment.
For so many.
Yeah.
For so many.
Yeah, for every human being, for all of all time, forever.
Exactly.
Absolutely. John Piper wrote this little book, The Passion of Jesus Christ. He's a pastor, Bethlehem Baptist Church up in, I think, Minneapolis, maybe, somewhere. Anyway, he wrote this book, and what he's done here, he's written down 50 reasons why Christ suffered and died. And, you know, you get to think about the benefits. You know, what are the benefits? And sometimes we just think of one or two. You know, well, he died for my sins, or he died because he loved me. But John has identified 50 things that Jesus died for that he accomplished during his death or from his death. And so it's much greater, I think, than maybe we realize that, you know, this event that we celebrate or remember as tomorrow being the crucifixion, it's a cosmic thing that took place. It affected all of creation, all people of all time, of all creation, not just the beings in the creation, but it affects all of creation. The promise that we have in Jesus is that there's a new heaven and a new earth. And so it's not just a new creation that we are, but it affects everything. So that moment in time, which it wasn't really just a moment, I mean, it was 6 hours he was alive on the cross, but in that time that happened, they were significant eternal things happening during that we probably will never realize until we're in eternity ourselves.
Right.
So it's an incredible thing to think about. And just, you know, the things that actually happened while he was on the cross. You know, last Sunday we talked about, you know, the 7 phrases that he spoke from the cross, which were incredible in themselves because it gives you an idea of his character and what he was thinking about and what he was feeling, what was on his mind in the midst of all that pain and suffering and trouble. He was not thinking of himself. He was thinking of others.
Exactly.
You know? And, so we talked about that some, but at noontime, the sun went dark. And it was dark at noon, at 12 noon. He'd been hanging on the cross since about 9 o'clock in the morning. And at noontime, you know, back in the Old Testament when the Egyptians had the nation of Israel in slavery and those curses were going on, it talks about, one of those was the darkness and how dark it was. It was so dark. It was so thick you couldn't see anything. And I think that's the darkness that came over the land at noontime when Jesus was hanging on that cross. And I feel that, you know, evil was assaulting everything possible against him. And for 3 hours, it was dark. He hung on the cross in the dark. And so I believe there were there were supernatural forces that of evil that were doing everything possible to defeat him. And yet he withstood all of it.
Exactly.
And came out victorious. And he came out victorious in accomplishing what he did on the cross and then died and then became victorious over death and came back to life. So, you know, he is the victor of all things for all times. He is the supreme being of all creation. And he sits on the throne, ruling and reigning over all creation. And he earned that. He deserves that. He is that. He's accomplished that. And going to the cross and coming back from the grave is part of that accomplishment.
You know, Bobby, I can't imagine that during that time that all this is going on, and he comes back out and he's alive. For those non-believers of him to not instantly know there's the Messiah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
You know, so I just, and it's hard for me to even think about, you know, of today and the atheists in the world today to even look at this world and know that it didn't just pop up, you know, and the things that's created here. And we look at the stars, we look at the sun, we look at the moon. These things didn't just happen.
Yes.
So if you really think that, then something's really wrong.
Yes.
Because there's no way that it can happen.
Yeah.
He is the creator. Mm-hmm. So it's beyond me how people can wrap their minds around the Big Bang Theory and everything else that they can try to cover up his greatness and who he is.
Yeah, it is difficult to understand that. I don't know that we ever fully will. We have some clues to some of that, in that, you know, in Romans it says that, you know, people's minds are blinded to the gospel. And so I think many times when people make choices not to accept or see or recognize God for who he is, then there is a covering or a veil that comes over our mind. So then you can't see the truth. You know, you can look straight at it and not recognize it because you've made choices that went against that. And he also, Paul says in Romans that, you know, there's a general revelation in creation that speaks of God. So you really can't experience creation or nature, whatever. You can't experience that and not see that God's in that.
Exactly.
If you do, it's because you choose not to.
Exactly right.
So you make a choice to, well, I'm not going to believe there's a God. Well, right. Now you look at it and, you know, you're imagining whatever happened.
Right.
But I don't see how anybody, for me, you know, you can't sit on the beach and not believe there's a God. I mean,
right.
That didn't just happen. You know, there's no way that evolved, and that's the way of all nature. So it is difficult, you know, and we wonder why people don't believe or won't believe. You know, there's that story Jesus told about a rich man and Lazarus, that, you know, Lazarus was poor, and the rich man, you know, he ignored him during the time Lazarus was alive. Well, they both died, and, you know, and it talks about how the rich man called out, you know, to the other side and said, hey, you know, can somebody bring some water, and the whole story. But the point I want to make there is he said, send somebody to warn my brothers not to come here. And, you know, Abraham told him, said, you know, even if one comes back from the dead, they won't believe. If they won't believe Moses and the prophets, they're not going to believe even if one comes back from the dead.
Wow.
And so there's belief is something, I think, in somebody's heart that you have to choose to believe that God exists. And if you don't do that, then there's really nothing that's going to convince you. And so there's a blindness that takes over in people's minds. And so that's I think, what's still going on today.
Right.
The same thing. But once you've seen, like we have, once we've seen Jesus, we've seen the light – man, it's like, why wouldn't everybody believe?
And that's what I can't wrap my head around.
Right. Why would you not believe?
No. It stuns me, I guess.
And I don't understand. And I think, you know, why would people not take a chance on believing? Why is it that you would be afraid to give it a chance to believe? What do you have to lose?
Yeah, you're not losing nothing. I mean, there's nothing to lose. I mean, yeah. You just do it.
What do you have to lose?
Exactly.
And that's where we are here at this Easter season. Again, it's a great opportunity just to choose to believe. Just give it a chance. Well, okay, if this is real, if Jesus is real, if he really died, then I want to believe that.
Right.
If it's true, I want to believe that. And I believe that those people that believe there is a God or believe in that general revelation that there has to be a God, I think God's grace and mercy then extends to them a greater understanding and revelation of the truth of Jesus Christ. And so to me, I think there's a progression there, progression of revelation. And so, you know, convincing people though to give that a shot, give it a chance and let God then show them who he is a challenge.
Right.
Very much so. But Easter's a good time to call people's attention to what's happened. And there's a certain resonating of truth, I believe, in our hearts, in our souls. Because God has created us, there is something within us, I think, searching for the truth. And when we're open and willing for that, then obviously he's going to confirm what the
exactly
truth is. And so, I honestly believe if we have any part we can play in that at all, it's being open to the truth.
And then, you know, to me, if you have that openness, you have that want. Let me tell you something. He's going to fulfill his word. You know, he doesn't just want to have a relationship with you and never mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants you. He wants you to learn, mm-hmm. and he's going to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, you and him, because that's your relationship.
Yes, absolutely.
So let me tell you something. If you think giving your life to Christ means that you're just speaking some words and he's not ever going to mess with you, you're wrong. Because he wants your heart. He wants you.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. What a wonderful gift you get by having everlasting life.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I tell people every day, hell is a real place. Let me tell you something. People go there.
Yes, they do.
It's a real place.
Yes.
And I hate to say this, but I will. For some people to go to a funeral and say, well, thank goodness, he's in heaven. Well, I don't know, because I don't know if he had a relationship with Christ or she did, mm-hmm. okay? But she or he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you something. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make the correct decision in your life. Because, yeah. Bobby, I can't even imagine what it's like. I've read books and books about it. Mm-hmm. I've read and I've studied for many years of people that have said that they went to hell and come back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was horrible of the things that they said. The one book that I read, 23 Minutes in Hell, it was horrid of what this man mm-hmm. went through. So, and I read that and I almost just wanted to start crying going, God, I never even want to have a chance to even go there.
Mm-hmm.
It's that horrible.
Yes. It is real. And the way to escape that is believing in Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And to me, it's not a scare tactic that I want to tell anybody, but mm-hmm. I just want to tell you, let me tell you what reality is.
It is a reality.
And that's reality.
Mm-hmm. And the difference, and Jesus said it himself. He said, you know, if you don't believe in the Son, then you're condemned already.
Exactly.
So if you believe in the Son, then you have everlasting life.
Right.
And that's the line right there. You're going to believe in Jesus or not. And to believe that somebody could come back from the grave alive.
Right.
I mean, if that could be true, why not believe that?
Exactly.
I mean, if that's possible,
right.
Then I want to believe that.
I just, and I've actually talked to several atheists, and I've said, tell me what you think happens when you leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just think I go somewhere. I think it's all good.
Right.
Well, okay. I respect what you
yes.
think. You're not right, but I respect what you think.
Well, I'd say that's That's wishful thinking.
Exactly what it
at
is.
At its best, that's wishful thinking. But there's a lot of different beliefs out there, and you know, you don't want to be.
I don't want to be ugly and rude.
Don't be ugly, cruel, right?
But Bobby, you know, there's so many different types of so-called Christianity out there. There's so many. There's Allah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how many more.
But the difference, what sets all of those apart from Christianity, is that Jesus came back to life.
Exactly. And none of these others have that are non-existent, by the way.
Exactly.
And there's probably people listening right now that's bashing me for saying that, but that's okay. I speak the truth, and that's what matters to me.
So the fact that Jesus is alive makes Christianity different than anything else. And so I don't believe that Christianity is one of the many religions. I do not believe that. I believe that Christianity is the eternal purpose of God reconciling all things. So
amen.
All the rest of them are just religions.
Exactly.
Is the way I see that.
Exactly.
So it's Jesus that makes all the difference. So we're celebrating Easter on Sunday, the resurrection. Jesus is alive. He is alive. And we're going to celebrate that on Sunday, and there'll be as many people in our community. You know, and Easter is one of those times when a lot of folks go to church when they don't usually go.
Exactly.
And we encourage that. You know, some people are negative about that. They, you know, well, they only come once a year. No. Go.
Hey,
go.
If it takes that once a year and they see the light and they give their life to Christ, it's a
winner. Find somewhere to go Sunday.
We're batting 1,000. 1200 Welty Road, right there in the curve. New Life Church. Come see us.
Yes.
It could change your life.
Easter
literally.
Sunday. Absolutely.
Coming up, we have Overflow in the house. They're going to be playing at Jam Fest 2018, April 21st, Battleground Camp Liberty. This is Big D. Thank you so much, brother Bobby Hill. Love you. Love you being here every week, man. Just love you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll be back in just a moment.
With a smile right on the face and a gleam right in the eye. Could not sing to get a high on you. Come on up now, come on up now, come on now. Baby, to love, shine a light on you. Make every song the same. Your favorite tune.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is volunteer organizations active in disaster. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
He loved women write a song. And all the special flashes, I'm doing something wrong.
All right, all together now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Play it, Jay. Oh, yeah.
They ain't gonna make a saint of me either.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We have overflow in the house. Dean Smith, Mr. Guitar Player. Rowan is just kicked back over here smiling while Christopher Greer is trying to keep everybody straight.
That's right.
So good
luck with that.
So look, Little D has said, this is what she said. For those listening, the third caller that calls in at 737-9505, 737-9505, you're going to win four tickets to the Bloomin' Festival. I've got them in my hand right now. The third caller that calls in at 737-9505, you win four free passes to the Bloomin' Festival, April 21st and 22nd.
Do you want those on, live on the air, or do you want me to take them?
Yeah, you can take them. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let me tell you something.
That's how we discuss things around here, y'all. On the air, live.
Yeah. On the air, yeah. And I forgot how many vendors that they said. Was it 140 vendors? I'm not sure, but it was a bunch this year.
Is Butt Naked Candles going
to
be there?
I'm sure they will be. Butt Naked Candle Company may be there.
Is always there?
Yes. A bunch of Yeah, there's some guy that does the roasted nuts that I buy every time as soon as I walk in, along with lemonade. Oh, it's just, yeah, it's good stuff. Yes, yes. 737-9505, the third caller wins four free passes to the Bloomin' Festival. So,
let me tell you a bit of funny story about Big Dave.
Funny story, here we go.
At the Bloomin' Festival last year, there's this little guy in front of us about 6 years old. Rubber band guns.
So I pull out a dollar for Little D to do her thing with the gun, and she bangs every one of them. She's like, what? Oh yeah, she won a marshmallow shooter, and like she's like walking around spitting marshmallows all over the place. I mean, no, really listen. It's a piece of PVC pipe, okay? So you pay a buck and you win PVC pipe.
But you have to use your imagination.
I know, it's a marshmallow shooter
or a really big straw.
Hey, right. Yes, I like that.
He didn't think I could shoot.
Right.
Yeah, she was just...
I think you're taking lessons, aren't you, from Christopher?
Christopher Greer's too busy for me. What are you talking about?
I'm not too busy. I'm never too busy for Big D.
He's always on that train going somewhere.
Well, that or T-ball.
Or T-ball. T-ball. And look, I think I seen where your wife said that she made some white chili today or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm like, oh, my God, I bet that's good.
Okay.
I bet that's good, and I don't get to eat any of it.
We could make that happen.
I'm still eating.
Man. Yes.
His is the blackberry, so
yeah, I love blackberry. That's my favorite.
Cannon season's coming up, so there's going to be all
that's
kinds
wonderful.
Of new flavors
that's wonderful.
And things.
It's about time for some more of that turbo relish.
Yeah. Turbo relish.
Well, I've got
is it hot, Dean?
It's not. It's just right. It's not.
It's not too bad.
It's good.
No,
it's good.
Now, right. Throat punch kicks it up a notch.
And, I don't think I want that.
Super hot, or you can use it to like strip paint or degrease an engine.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah, multi-purpose.
Yes.
Jennifer says she's got you,
Big D. She's got. Hey, I love you. Thank you. I'll be waiting on it. 737-9505. Don't forget, get these Bloomin' Festival tickets out of my hand. I'm giving them away for free. What's the first song that we're gonna play?
We've got a couple of new ones tonight.
Let's do it.
This first one's called It's About God.
It's About God. Overflow. Enjoy.
Go through life forgetting what he paid.
have one foot in tomorrow, the other's in the grave. We all have one choice to make. We go up, do we go down? Will we burn away forever? Take salvation's crown. Ooh, what's a sinner supposed to do? When the world we're in keeps tightening the screws. It ain't about you, it ain't about me. It's about who broke our chains, about who set us free. Just give it all to Him, I promise that you'll see. It ain't about you, it ain't about me. All of us will face a day when we run out of time. No more battles left to fight, no more mountains left to climb. The book of life will open up, and God will hear your story. They see you live for yourself, but you give God the glory. Ooh, I know the choice I'm gonna choose. It's already known who will win and who will lose. It ain't about you, it ain't about me. It's about who broke our chains, about who set us free. Just give it all to Him, I promise that you'll see. It ain't about you, it ain't about me. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Every voice will proclaim Him, every knee will bend. Jesus is my Savior, I know just what to do. God, it ain't about me, it's all about you. It's all about you.
Let me tell you something. Every knee shall bow.
That's right.
Every knee shall bow. That is powerful.
Man, let me tell you how that song got written. And this lets me know that we're kind of on the right track. I wrote the lyrics to that song, and I had some music to it, but I wasn't happy with the music. So I bring it to band practice. Well, Brother Dean calls me and says, man, I've got this great new riff I want you to check out. So I show him the lyrics, and he likes the lyrics. Well, he shows me the riff, and I really like the riff, and it's what we just played. And I took the lyrics, and it fit perfect, like we wrote it together. And that's about, what, the fifth song that's happened? It's just like God's had his hand in it.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I believe.
Exactly. Things happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
Every the Bloom Festival tickets, by the way.
Can't get rid of these.
I'm telling you, Jay. Nobody's called.
Are you taking any requests?
Not yet. Possibly. What would you like to hear?
That one song that you sang all the time.
Lay Your Burdens Down. Y'all have to do Lay Your Burdens Down.
One of
my
favorites.
Okay.
By the way, if nobody calls, the folks inside studio with me, they're getting free tickets.
Woohoo! Oh, Rowan, that deserves a Ric Flair.
You knew it was coming.
Come on. Come on. One more good one.
That's good. That's good.
It's all the same. Frank Claire
was a teenage girl. Yeah,
yes.
For real.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Lay your burdens down. Homes and empty places, empty people with empty faces, looking for anything to fill that hole inside. People found, some people lost, some people think they can't afford the cost. I tell you, there's a better way if you let go of the pride. You can lay this burden down. Leave the light on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made. Let that little wife fill your soul. If you let him, he'll take control. Born with his blood and the price is already paid. To lay your burdens down. The road's long, I know it well.
Some lead to heaven, some lead to hell.
Which road we walk,
we all have to choose.
I'll tell you, I found a better way.
You don't have to wait, you can start today.
We don't know how the story is.
The devil's gonna lose. You can lay your burdens down. Leave them lying on the ground. God doesn't Lift him up and lay your burdens down. Lift him up and lay your burdens down.
All I can say is amen to that.
I love that song.
That is a wonderful song right there. I love that.
How about Do You Know Me? Let's play that. Now, this is going to be kind of an experiment because we've never done this song acoustic. And it's kind of a blues song.
It generally takes a whole lot of effects and delays and reverbs. And we'll do it without a touch.
Yeah, we'll give it a try. This is called Do You Know Me?
Do You Know Me?
I think if Bob Dylan can handle it, y'all can handle it. So
there you go.
Are you lukewarm? Not a cold nor hot. No matter what the sickness, the cure is what I got. Knew you and loved you before you drew a breath. Was there at your beginning, and I'll be there at your death. You in my arms,
chest. Wanna be there for you to chase away your fears. Wanna feel your love, let you know I care. Open the book of life and see your name's written there. Shed my blood upon a cross just to redeem you. Oh, I know you.
I know.
But do you know?
Have literally been on this radio show for 9 months to a year. That is the best song that I've ever heard you sing. I swear.
He comes alive on that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I'm serious. That blew me away.
Thank you very much.
That was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And let me say this also.
Did you see the transformation though?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was.
You don't just hear it, you see
it. Wow.
It's not just that. It's just your falsetto. I'm so used to, because you've been with me so long.
Right.
And then I
right.
hear that, and I'm like, where's Bay? Because Bay should be in the shred.
Man, yeah. That. Because, Christopher Greer, that was incredible.
That was amazing.
Thank you very much. That was another song that
came together the same
way. Came together
did
the
it really?
Exact same way.
In about 15 minutes.
About wow. 15 minutes. And all of us looked around at each other and were like,
yes.
Did that just happen? Like, wow. You know, yeah. God had his hand on that.
We found ourselves playing it for like 15, 20 minutes straight. Just having
jamming
a blast.
Out.
Yeah, and that's a song when you play it live, man. You can jam on that. You can turn that into a 10-minute song.
That's another free bird right there.
Yeah.
Look, I hope you play that at Jam Fest.
Oh, no, that will be
that's incredible.
For sure.
And what I was going to say just a minute ago, just hearing both of you sing, I think that both of you compliment each other so much in that song.
It's
incredible.
Yeah.
To hear your voice and to hear her soft voice come in. It was incredible. It
Mine's
really was.
Like whiskey and gravel, and hers is like
fine wine,
you know, white wine and honey. I mean, it's just smooth and pretty and like gnarly, but kind of cool. But I like how it meshes.
Yeah,
and
it was incredible.
She's like it, you're not.
No, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Thank
I'm
God.
Thankful on both counts.
Yeah. Well, and I will say this, you know, I've known Rowan now for 7 years. Thereabouts, and I've seen how Brother Dean and his wife, Sister Leanne, have raised her and brought her up to be a wonderful young woman, and I've seen her step out of her shell, you know, and become a praise leader and become one of the young leaders in our church, and it's really cool to get to watch somebody grow.
I'm sure.
We're super proud.
I'm super proud.
Now, I aggravate her a lot, but she puts up with it very well. Can we get a woo, Rowan?
No.
Come on, one more.
Oh my gosh, that was so weak.
Woo!
Woo!
I was proud.
Woo!
Yeah. I was proud of her. We got time for one more.
Yeah, but before we get into that, we got four
free tickets.
Somebody call
for,
and get
for y'all to carry
tickets.
For you to carry your family, brother.
Awesome. I'm gonna mm-hmm. take
look.
All this
you have to go because it is wonderful. So get out of church on that Sunday. Go down to Coleman St. Bernard Prep, and you'll really have a good time.
Hey, this
you
is
can't
on.
Go, you can't go on Saturday because that's Jam Fest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This is a busy weekend.
So that next day, please go. And take your family.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Rowan, next week, I'll have you some tickets.
Okay. Awesome. Good. Rowan, you going to take first verse on this?
Yes, I am.
This one y'all have heard before. It's an old favorite of mine. I call this Drew's song because it was written about a young man that I was in a band with his father, and he was struggling with addiction. And this is kind of his story. This is called Save Me.
Let's do it.
Change me, someone to fix what's in my head. I've got no one to blame here. Am I alive or am I dead?
Can you hear me?
Crying.
No, you can't. I won't say the words.
Somebody save me. Somebody save me.
Always there to let me know. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hear me crying.
Hear me crying.
No, you can't, 'cause I won't say the words.
Somebody save me. Somebody save me.
Somehow,
there's a way I need you now.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hear me crying.
Hear me crying.
No, you can't, 'cause I won't say the words. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I think I'm dying.
I'm dying.
Hold me close. Tell you where it hurts. Somebody
save me. Somebody save me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Overflow, you can check them out. Jam Fest 2018, April 21st, Camp Liberty, Battleground, Alabama. It's going to be 3 p.m. to midnight. We've got 9 acts now. We had 6. We've added 3 more. It's just going to be tons and tons of great entertainment. So great food's going to be served. We're going to have a great time. Only $10 to get in. Where else are you going to go to a concert with 9 acts for $10?
Good acts.
Nowhere.
good acts.
Absolutely great acts, including Wes Brown, Nashville recording artist. Yep. So it's going to be happening.
You know, there's not anyone on the bill that I wouldn't be interested in seeing.
Oh, I know. I mean, they're wonderful. I mean, they really are. We've got so much talent on that stage, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Ben Mosley and the Contraband, y'all are going to be blown away.
Ben Mosley and the Contraband out of Birmingham, they're wonderful. They've been together for a while. Ben Mosley, he steps out a lot, and he does a lot of individual performances every Friday and Saturday in Birmingham. But when the band gets together, it's just, yeah. It's sweet music.
It's magic.
It really is. I love them.
The drummer
and,
is amazing.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of great guys. So.
I mean, they're really good guys.
Dean Smith, thank you so much for being in the Big D Radio Show. My pleasure to have you in here.
Please come back
again. And bring pizza or something, will you?
Right.
Or some of that white chili.
Yeah, white chili.
Jennifer already said she has you covered.
Yeah.
All right, next week, next week Dean's going to bring me some of that white chili when he comes back.
Or something.
No, I want the white chili.
Well, you might get that tomorrow.
We want the white chili. And, Roland, we just love having you here.
I love being here.
So much. I mean, it was the first time that I met Rowan, and I'll be honest, I'm thinking, what can this young lady do? Can she even sing? And she opened her mouth, and I'm like, holy smoke, listen to her. So I immediately said, well, Rowan, you're part of the family now. You're part of the Big D Radio family, so you've got to come back every week. So.
I've been coming ever since.
Everyone I bring in here is like, can they sing?
I do. I mean, I'm skeptical. I can't help it.
I would have to say with your track record by now.
Oh, look, let me tell you something. Danielle has brought so much talent in this studio. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
Well, I don't do stinkers. I followed Wes for 10 months before coming here. And I watched his video from a year ago to today and compared the two. I have his CD, his original CD in the car.
He's incredible. Wes Brown is tearing it up. He's in Nashville and he's just having a good time. Bay is just out there. I mean, she's everywhere now. Yep. You know, she's getting booked every single weekend here lately, and God's just blessing her. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Yeah, Jesse Priest from Holly Pond. He's a wonderful singer. Can't wait to get him up there at Jam Fest. Bama Country. I think they're playing in Aniana tomorrow night. They're just a bunch of Coleman boys that knows how to play.
And Jesse Priest is playing at Emma Grace's.
Emma Grace fundraiser, I think, in Fairview tomorrow and
Friday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so hopefully you can go by and see Jesse Priest. Me and Christopher Greer sat here that night, and he opened his mouth, and we were both shocked. Yep. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that was coming out of your mouth, young man. That was incredible.
Yeah, amazing vocal talent.
Yes.
Great guy.
Just a great guy.
I can't say anything bad about
him. No, he's a sweet guy. We love Jesse Priest from the pond.
Yep.
All right, so Dean Smith, would you like to do the honors and pray us out?
Absolutely.
Amen,
Lord,
brother.
Thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for your opportunity, God, to come and spend time with these wonderful people. Lord, ask that you would just be with us as we go through our week. Help us, God, to reach someone for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.